Patricia J. Williams. Now listen as the prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
Peace and blessings to each and every one of you. I thank you for tuning in on this morning. Well, let us go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, we thank you, we praise you, we give you all the glory, which is due your name. Oh, gracious Father, we glorify you on this morning. Now, God, we just asking you to have thine own way. Even as we continue to decrease, oh, gracious Father, increase within us. God, fill us with more knowledge and revelation of your word. Oh, God, we just thank you for waking us up this morning, keeping us in clothed in our right mind, keeping us from dangers seen and dangers unseen. Lord, you are a great God, and you're worthy, Hayamasi, Tandario Boshe. You're so worthy to be praised, and we just want to say thank you. In the matchless name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. And if you have your Bibles on this morning, could you turn them to the book of Matthew, the 4th chapter and the 19th verse? That's Matthew 4 and 19. And I will be reading from the New King James Version. And it says, then he said to them, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his most holy word. And the topic of today is beyond the flaws. Beyond our flaws. One day Jesus saw Peter casting his net into the Sea of Galilee and called him to be his disciple. Peter was a poor fisherman, not a religious leader, synagogue priest, or a man of faith. He wasn't refined and was hot-tempered, impulsive, and he used bad language. Jesus already knew that Peter would deny him three times. Yet God chose him to be one of the 12 disciples who would change the world. No matter what your flaws is, man may see you as a nothing, but God will see you as a world changer. He will see you as a person that will do exactly what he has called you to do. He will see you as a person that will not disappoint him. The phrase fishers of men was spoken by Jesus when he was calling two of his disciples, Simon Peter and Andrew, to follow him. As Jesus walked beside the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting a net into the lake, for they were fishermen. Come follow me, Jesus said, and I will make you fishers of men. At once they left their nets and followed him. And you can just go back to Mark, first chapter 16 through 18, and see also Matthew 4th chapter, verse 19. So why Peter? Because Jesus could see that in that poor, disadvantaged, uneducated fisherman was a world changer, a history maker. God looks beyond our flaws, our failures, our weaknesses, and he sees the masterpiece we can become. The enemy would love for us to go through life feeling inferior, feeling like we're nothing, feeling like that we are unworthy or worthless. Focus on our weaknesses, weighed down with regrets and woulda, shoulda, couldas, guilty from our past mistakes, condemned and ashamed. Yeah, Satan would love us to walk around feeling like that. But God has something more beautiful. He sees our end from the beginning. Come on here, somebody. He sees what we will become despite of our faults, despite of our faults and what we went through. But most of all, despite our pains. The idea behind fishing is to know the fish you are looking for and attract it so you can make the catch. Okay, to catch a fish, we must know what equipment to use. Some of the fishermen know, because I love to fish. The habitat and depth of the water we are fishing in, we got to know that too, as well as the kind of bait the fish will go after. Mm. So after we understand everything we need for real fishing, then how do we relate that to being fishers of men? I'm glad you asked. God asks us to make disciples of all nations. You can refer to Matthew 28:18-20. Just as we need equipment to be fishermen, we need equipment to be fishers of men. Mm-hmm. Putting on the armor of God is one way to be ready at all times with everything we need. Ephesians 6:10-18. Especially important are the shield of faith, with which we ward off the opposition from demonic forces who don't want to see men saved by the gospel of Christ. That's in verse 16 of Ephesians 6. And the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. So without these two pieces of spiritual equipment, we will find fishing for men's souls impossible. See, you got to have those two. You got to have the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and the shield of faith to ward off demonic opposition and forces. Not only must we have to have the armor of God as our equipment, but we must know the fish we are trying to catch. Come on here now. Knowing that the lost condition of people around us will help us to understand that. No matter how good we are at fishing, we will never catch the fish on our own. Mm-hmm. There's no reasoned argument will convert a soul of a darkened mind, because the God of this age has blinded the minds of unbelievers so that they cannot see the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, 2 Corinthians 4:14. In other words, the unbelievers are so blinded now, and they have went through so much until they cannot even believe that there is a God. Come on here now, somebody. Excuse me. But God can and frequently does penetrate the darkness with the glorious gospel. And he uses us to do it. He knows which fish are his. Therefore, we are to seek his wisdom and his guidance on all our fishing expeditions. Prayer is essential. Oh my God. Lastly, we must offer the only effective net, which is the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Great Commission, to those who are perishing. Some may seem that the cross, that the message of the cross is foolishness, but to us it's not. It is the power of God. 1 Corinthians 1:18. The gospel message has the power to change lives, to shine light into darkness, and deliver evil men from hell. People of God, there is power in the name of Jesus. There is no other power other than the name of Jesus. I am not ashamed of the gospel because it is the power of God for the salvation of everyone who believes. First for the Jew, then for the Gentile. Romans 1:16. This was Jesus' message to Peter and Andrew. Follow me. Learn of me. Know and understand my mission and my message. Only then will you be able to be fishers of men. But Jesus calls us to leave our nets and follow him, because our nets is our comfort zone. Don't let negativity limit your life. You are who God says you are. He says you're a masterpiece. He says you have greatness in you. He says you are destined to leave your mark in this world. Rise up and follow him. Let us pray. Father, thank you that you see a world changer in a rugged fisherman like Peter. Thank you that you're working in our lives just as you did in Peter, and you will bring us to completion. Father God, we are looking beyond our insecurities and our flaws and our failures to see the masterpiece in the making that you see. And God, we will be careful to give you all the glory and all the honor. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Well, I thank you for tuning in on this morning. I have one announcement. Meet me at the Women's Prayer Brunch at the Church of Deliverance Outreach Ministry under the leadership of founder and senior pastor Apostle June Barton. This brunch will be held October 19th, 2024 at 10:30 a.m. That's right, Church of Deliverance Outreach Ministry Women's Prayer Brunch under the leadership of Apostle June Barton. I will be the guest speaker. The address is 431 Elmo Street, Marksville, Louisiana. That's 431 Elmo Street, Marksville, Louisiana. I thank you for tuning in on this morning. Please go patronize my website at www.patriciajwilliams.com. I have many books that I have written. Also, if you need to contact me, my number is 318-206-8953.